One of Cincinnati's great communities is celebrating their bicentennial this year. Mount Healthy will hold a Day of Living History on October 7th as part of their bicentennial celebration. Joining me to discuss the events that are going on is Karen Arnett, a member of the Planning Committee and a member of the Mount Healthy Renaissance Project. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine. So Mount Healthy is 200 years young.
That's correct. In 1817, the little tiny village of Mount Healthy was platted out by Peter Laboito and Samuel Hill. It really encompassed just a couple of blocks on either side of what was called the Hamilton Road.
And of course, Laboito is a very familiar name for people in the area because of Laboito Woods.
That's correct.
So there's going to be a lot of activities on this Day of Living History. What are some of the things that people can look forward to participating in?
Well, we're excited to be bringing Mount Healthy's history to life through actors who are taking on the personalities of various historic figures from our 200 years. So it's an afternoon event. We'll be having living history tours from 1 to 4 p.m., and our history museum will open at noon. The starting point is the grounds of the history museum, where we will have some booths with displays and information about some of our characters. We'll have some music, and we'll have a group of sewing ladies. One of the things about Mount Healthy's past is that an important part of our economy was in the tailoring business. And so we'll have a group of ladies reenacting some sewers, and they'll be talking about some of Mount Healthy's history. People can take tours of the museum, and they'll be escorted in groups at intervals to the nearby cemetery, which is called the Mount Pleasant Cemetery, where there will be about a dozen reenactors who will give a pitch, about 3 minutes worth in first person for these various characters. So the total tour should take about 45 minutes.
Now, you mentioned it's the Mount Pleasant Cemetery. That actually was the original name of the area, wasn't it?
That's correct. When Mount Healthy was founded, it was called Mount Pleasant, but turns out there was another place in Ohio called Mount Pleasant in Jefferson County, and since you couldn't have two post offices with the same name, they had to change it. And the lore about Mount Healthy is that it was so named because it was a refuge from the cholera epidemics. But in fact, the post office name change to Mount Healthy happened at least as early as 1828. That's when the first directory of post offices was published. There may be another reason, like the fact that we have really great drinking water from the Great Miami Aquifer.
So the museum has several exhibits about Mount Healthy and its history. What are some of the things people can expect to see in the museum?
Well, as part of the Living History event, we will have a man who is an enthusiast of William Dummy Hoy, the professional deaf baseball player. He'll have a table there, and he'll be trying to get signatures for a petition to try to get Dummy Hoy into the Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll have a display about Elizabeth Nurse, the painter. And we have an interesting array of artifacts from early life in Mount Healthy in the museum.
Now, in addition to the museum tours and the cemetery visit with all the different characters, which we'll get to in a moment, there's also going to be refreshments.
We'll have refreshments, and this whole event, I want to point out, is free of charge. It's family-friendly. Bring your kids. And at the end of the event, you will be able to walk through the cemetery just right across the street to our local microbrewery called Fibonacci Brewery, and they'll be serving a beer specially brewed for this occasion in honor of Jediah Hill, who is the builder of the Mount Healthy Mill that was first a sawmill and then was a grain mill and provided flour to basically all the bakeries in the Cincinnati area. That was much after Jediah Hill's time because the mill operated from the 1830s until about 1950. So they can bring their kids to the brewery as well because it's set up to be very family friendly.
Now, one of the activities we've mentioned that I'm very interested in is the group of performers who will be representing various people from Mount Healthy history. Who are some of the people who will be represented?
We started with the obvious sort of most famous people, and so those would be people like Elizabeth Nurse, the painter, whose self-portrait graces one of the walls in Over the Rhine as an artworks mural. She was born in Mount Healthy in 1859 and spent her early years there. One interesting thing about her is that she was fascinated by owls, which she frequently sketched, great horned owls. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the Mount Healthy High School mascot is the owl. I believe that because we have a lot of big old oak trees in Mount Healthy, which are needed for nesting for great horned owls. She probably heard them hooting a lot in the night, and it made a big impression on her. And then another famous character that we're depicting is William Dummy Hoy, who was the first deaf professional baseball player. His career in baseball spanned from 1888 to about 1902 with a couple of stints for the Cincinnati Reds. At the age of 99, he threw out the first ball for the World Series game of that year. After retiring from baseball, he moved to Mount Healthy and operated a dairy farm and raised his children there. So his son Carson Hoy, who was a judge in Hamilton County, will be talking about his famous dad. And we hope to be handing out baseball cards for Dummy Hoy as well. But in addition to these more famous, obvious choices, it turns out that there's a strong thread in our historic depictions about abolition and the Underground Railroad. Mount Healthy has long been known as having been a hub for the Underground Railroad. I just want to mention a couple of names of these people. Some of the earliest settlers like John Lane and Gilbert Laboito and Charles Cheney, who came from Connecticut in the mid-1830s to establish a mulberry farm. He wanted to get in on the silk industry bubble that was happening at the time, so he raised mulberries to feed the silkworms. But in addition, he really got involved with helping to found a lot of the institutions in Mount Healthy, was on the first board of trustees of Farmers College in College Hill. He built the turnpike, the sort of quote-unquote modern road, 22 miles of the Hamilton Turnpike. But he also got involved in abolition, and his home became an Underground Railroad depot. And even one more, Carolyn Scott Harrison, who was the First Lady of the United States as the wife of President Benjamin Harrison, lived in Mount Healthy from 1845 to 1849 because her father was fired from Miami University for his strong anti-slavery views. So they moved to the village of Mount Healthy so that he could teach at the newly formed Farmers College. And his home, which still stands at the corner of Compton and Hamilton, is known to have been a stop on the Underground Railroad. So one of my colleagues in doing this research on the history of the Black community, Diana Porter, likes to say about the Underground Railroad that it was the first multiracial civil rights movement where Black and white people of conscience worked together for freedom and towards the goal of justice. And really, that's something that gets me fired up about learning the history of Mount Healthy and something that I can take pride in about my neighborhood. And so I'm excited that we're going to be able to bring that out.
And being a stop on the Underground Railroad, Mount Healthy also began having more and more African-American residents. So there's a very strong African-American presence in Mount Healthy.
A number of the people in our planning committee for the Living History event are particularly interested in the developing Black community in the mid, let's say, the pre-Civil War time in Mount Healthy. That had been really left out of our official history. So we are now researching and finding all kinds of amazing things. Turns out that Mount Healthy's Black community as of 1860 was comprised about 17% of the overall population. There were over 50 families and over 200 residents there. Many of them moved on after the Civil War, but also many stayed and just continued to develop a rich and dynamic community in Mount Healthy. And as I say, that had been left out of our official stories. And so we're glad to be bringing that back to life. I'd like to give you a couple of examples. Five men from Mount Healthy enlisted in the 54th Massachusetts Regiment, which was sort of commemorated in the movie Glory. It was the first Union military company for the Civil War that was all Black. There was a lot of recruiting going on. Frederick Douglass was really strong in recruiting for that. And so one of the men that we're depicting in our Living History Day is Benjamin DeBaptiste. He came from quite a renowned family, one of whom was George DeBaptiste, quite well known as a conductor on the Underground Railroad, you might say. George was the personal secretary for a while of William Henry Harrison, and even when he settled in Detroit, bought a steamboat so that he could help freedom seekers get across the lake to Canada. Benjamin's oldest brother, Richard, was ordained by a coalition of four Baptist churches around 1859, two white churches and two Black churches in Cincinnati that ordained him so that he could go to Mount Healthy and start a church there, And that sort of speaks to the health and the strength of the community, that they were needing churches. Also, Richard de Baptiste was a school teacher in Mount Healthy and went on to become one of the leaders in the development of the Black Baptist Church nationwide. One other person I'd like to bring out is Marshall P.H. Jones. If you're familiar with Smale Park down by the river, there is a memorial there to the Cincinnati Black Brigade. And there's a statue of a man handing a sort of special sword to the commander, Colonel Dixon, as the Black Brigade disbanded. And it turns out that that man handing the sword in this honorary ceremony depicted in the statue is actually a man who lived in Mount Healthy. And he and his wife, Sarah Gibson Jones, are going to be among the residents that we portray. They were a quite accomplished family, big in education. Sarah Gibson Jones and her son, Joseph Lawrence Jones, were really leaders in the benevolent club movement that was, I think, instrumental in building Black society after the Civil War.
And where is the museum located?
The Mount Healthy History Museum is located at 1546 McMakin, and that is right next to the city park in Mount Healthy, just off of Hamilton Avenue.
And where can people park?
There will be folks guiding people to nearby parking lots, so that won't be a problem. There will be free parking, and there should be plenty of it.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a day full of activities and history and even a little bit of beer from your microbrewery across the street. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Karen Arnett. Thank you so much for sharing the information about the Living Day of History of Mount Healthy, Karen.
Thank you so much.
For more information on the Day of Living History in Mount Healthy, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.